The holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 4960, Baruch Hashem. The 21st day of Kislev, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from Monday, in which you write about the matters that are troubling you, and they are holding back from study of Torah properly, and also the disruptions during the davening. Again, this is a student writing to the Rebbe about his struggles with his learning and with his davening. So the Rebbe says it would be fitting to check your tefillin, and also that on every weekday to give before the morning several coins for tzedakah. And so the Rebbe says before the davening to give a few coins for tzedakah, and for after davening, and that would also be on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because tzedakah, of course, the Rebbe says there is during the weekday, but after davening, also on Shabbos and Yom Tov, to say the portion of Tehillim as divided by the month. And then the Rebbe says, gives him a reflection and a meditation. The Rebbe says you should reflect and you should repeat and to yourself and get it into your head, Yishanin La'atzmai, until you remember well the contents of the idea that are explained in many places about the idea of divine providence, which means the personal supervision, which means literally that the creator of the world and the one that leads the world supervises for each and every one specifically in all their matters. So therefore, from that we understand the Eibishter is supervising, that you don't have to worry about these matters that you write about. And the Rebbe says for sure that there is no room for a request, as you write in your letter. He was writing to the Rebbe that he wants to commit suicide. He was writing to the Rebbe. And so the Rebbe says that you write in your letter that you want to, that you're so, I guess he's so depressed, or that he's so disillusioned that he doesn't want to live anymore. So the Rebbe says you should remember that Hashem supervises on each one literally, and you don't have to worry about those matters. And reflect by yourself that every one's souls of the Jewish people is carved out from underneath the throne of glory and came down to a physical, in a physical body, which is a tremendous descent, because there is no comparison to the neshama, the way it's above, and the body below. Here we take the soul and we bring it down into this world. Why? This is all in order of the activity of a Jewish person on this world, Dafke, over here, which means the study of Torah, the observance of mitzvahs. From this we understand that every act and act, as example, tefillin, is such a great matter, it's not enough to explain it. All matters of Torah and mitzvahs, which the entire Torah has been equated to tefillin. So, every act and act that you do, the Rebbe is explaining to him the value. What's the value being in this world? The soul went down on a tremendous level in this world. Why? Is for a Jewish person to do what he needs to do, study Torah and doing mitzvahs. So anytime you do an act, that is tremendous, because that was the reason for the descent of the soul. And all the same thing in all matters of Torah and mitzvahs, that the whole Torah has been equated to tefillin. Tefillin is equal to keeping the entire Torah. The Rebbe says if you will reflect on these matters and similar, that will give you the clarity about your true condition, that you have a good portion. You've been given a good portion to fulfill God's mission in this world by living a lifestyle that fits the instructions of our Torah, which is a Torah of life. And do these things with joy, as explained in the Rambam, the end of the laws of Lulav. Rabbi Osas and Rambam Deus in the beginning of chapter 2 and the end. Be happy, do it with joy. Realize, so that's the Rebbe writing to someone who that says that he wants to take his life, I guess, or he's not happy. And the Rebbe says you have to, first of all, the Rebbe says, and this you're talking about somebody who was a student. There were things that were bothering him, and they didn't allow him for study Torah and davening. And he had some thoughts, and they were bothering him to such an extent, it seems that he was didn't want to live anymore. And I'm not sure if he wanted to commit suicide, or he writes to the Rebbe that he has a very strong will to die. He doesn't want to live. That's how much these things are troubling him. But the Rebbe says, remember that Hashem has the divine providence, and you came down in this world for the how value every mitzvah you do. And the Rebbe specifically mentions tefillin, and he says that all this is for this great elevation that you accomplish. So this reflection and the shanan will help you to do this, and do it with joy, the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing in the name of the secretary. The big follow-up from this letter, he asked the Rebbe a lot of questions on this letter. Later on, 5038, the Rebbe responds to, like he had like five questions on everything that the Rebbe said, and the Rebbe answers one by one the different letters.